Let's take any business project in which there's a corporation designed to make a certain product, and it has a lot of shareholders, none of whom are, as a matter of fact, interested in what the corporation is doing physically. They have invested in it simply to make money. Therefore, all they want out of it is money. Not 40 years hence, but this year. Because they won't wait for money 40 years hence, because that will be for their children. And they don't really care about that. They care about making the results immediately. So as a consequence, the corporation acts upon the earth, supposing it's in the lumbering business. They get as much lumber off the hills as they can in the shortest possible time. The lumberman knows, if he is actually engaged in working in the forest, that he should replant and keep the forest going. Or let's take winemaking. You have hills and hills and hills with grapes growing all over them. Now you can run in there and tear all the grapes off the hills and turn them into wine, and whoops, it's gone. You made a fast buck. Next year, because the vineyard thing failed, you can invest in something else. You have no responsibility. The grapes will only come back on that hill if you make them welcome. In other words, you've got to love the vines and work over them and cultivate them and keep the hill in the right state. Then the grapes will want to come back next year and you'll have the wine again. But if what you're interested in is money, you have no interest in the actual physical situation. And therefore it is for this reason that people whose occupations and whose lives are primarily involved in making money may succeed in doing this by jumping from buying wheat to buying carloads of grapes, which they never see. They just buy them on there on the railroad and sell them before they get to Chicago or wherever they're destined for. You will find almost invariably that people who are on the business of making money have no idea how to spend it. I'm going to announce a seminar next year, maybe, by saying, "Are you rich and miserable?" If so, I have some news for you. I'm going to tell you how to spend your money. But this is the problem, you see. This is an absolutely basic illustration of the way in which, when man creates the symbolic world of measures, of words, of all sorts of symbols which represent, represent, or indeed reproduce the physical world, he's got to be terribly careful not to confuse the two levels.